Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back, Forgers, to The Lucky Die. Previously, Laffian can never make up for a mistake. Ra'll can do this. Squash recalls not going to empty shallows as Sultana embodies her wife and forgives. Sultana forges for her friends rings of onyx, inscribed with their joys, despair, and love, whilst under the threat of scrying eyes from afar. Now it is only her own that she needs to complete. Who was scrying on Sultana? What happened to Fex? And who will help Sultana in forging her own ring? I guess we're about to find out. Welcome back to The Lucky Die.
As you were looking through the book trying to learn about scrying, could you please make either an arcane... No, make an arcana check, please.
All right. Can I interest you in an investigation?
You may, but there will be questions related to this. Continue.
Okay, I'm going to click investigation.
Your bullshit fucking abilities, isn't it?
28.
What information are you looking for?
What scrying is exactly, how it's cast, and if you can trace it.
Scrying requires a particular focus. It requires either a bowl of holy water, a sacred mirror, a crystal ball, something worth approximately 1,000 gold. So it's not something that's particularly easily to come by. It is divination, if I remember correctly. If I fact just check it. It's a high level divination spell. So somebody with a lot of magic and a lot of practice in divination, they're probably the only people who are really able to cast this. So that kind of eliminates, for example, yourself or most of the lower level mages that you might perhaps know or bumped into during your time. If the scryer has a particular connection to the scryee, the scryee will find it harder to resist being scryed, especially, for example, if they have an item of theirs or if they have, grossly, fingernails or hair, for example. The check that Zoltana would take would be, if whomever is doing it would, the check would then be a 33, not a 23, if they had a piece of her hair. It is possible to do a reverse scry, but from what you've read in there, it requires the same amount, if not more, magic, and it would have to be cast within the minute of the scrying happening.
Okay. Did we think that the scry went through, or that she managed to suppress it?
Zoltana would know just straight off, like, nah, shrug that shit off.
Yeah, did it get through?
No.
All right.
They didn't gain any information. You would also know that Zoltana is immune to this spell for basically a day.
Okay, yeah, so it's 24 hours. Okay. Once Zoltana and Lafian are done making their ring, and I'm assuming they come down from the giant furnace.
Yep.
Squash is going to like approach them and say, so last time we were scryed upon, it was Daechin. Now, Daechin should be in a bubble, incapable of interacting with the world.
Oh, V.
But there are more people than him that are working for the Blissful Eclipse that probably have great magical powers. But the reason why I'm even bringing any of this up is because last time we were scryed upon, it is because they scryed upon, and Squash is going to look Zoltana up and down and point at the onyx pin we never took off her. The onyx pin of the Blissful Eclipse. We forgot to put that in something unscryable.
Crap.
Yeah. Lafian just makes a gesture towards the giant fucking furnace.
No. We know that the pins are incredibly powerful to ward against the Blissful Eclipse. If you hold a pin that belongs to the god has a harder time interacting with you, a harder time affecting you with their spells. They're using it as a focus, not as a... they're using it as a locator, not as a focus, I guess is the phrasing. So if we put the pin in a box...
I still like Lafian's, like, let's golem this shit and throw it in there.
No, put your hands down, Lafian.
Cast it into the fire!
No. Do you not remember? It's very powerful. If Daechin ever gets out of the bubble, or we have to face another agent of the Blissful Eclipse, having this pin around is incredibly important.
I legit don't remember any of this.
Meta-wise, having the pin gives you a +2 to all your saving throws and bullshit against any spell or effects cast by a Blissful Eclipse member.
When did we find that out?
When we gave it to Zoltana when we attacked the Daechin.
Yes.
I don't remember that.
Do friendly people not have scrying on this? Are we sure this is like a thing where it's not someone we want to look into it?
I'm of course
in a bubble.
Yes, Daechin should be in the bubble. And
should.
I am going by the assumption that Daechin still is. And I'm also going by the assumption that good people don't scry on us. Good people contact us. Bad people scry on us. Now, that is an assumption. I'll give you that 100%, Ralph. But until we know that for a fact, I want to put that pin in. And Squash looks through his book. I think there's something about, like, lead or something stupid that you can, like, hide things in so they can't be scryed upon.
Alternatively, why don't we just put it in one of the bag of holding? Since that's a whole separate plane of existence.
Would that work, V?
Yes, and also, by the way, the lead thing doesn't work with scrying.
Okay, thank you.
Squash would know that ring.
Okay, yeah. Squash flips the book. It goes like, oh, wait, yeah, no, sorry.
Then they would be able to track our specters.
I just don't think they would really have much luck with They would see an unknown location within the stalking. That's about as much as I understand of it.
Squash would actually know the alternative to that, which is no, they wouldn't. You can only scry on someone on the same level of existence as you.
Oh.
So if they are on the stalking, they cannot scry anywhere except on the stalking plane.
Didn't they say in the Bogrim audio drama thing, though, that that's how they knew where the scroll was, because someone scryed it?
But that they never said what plane of existence they were on.
Oh, okay.
You can cast scrying on the stalking.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
They were drinking the poisons and going to the stocking and scrying.
Mm.
All right.
Drinking the poisons.
Okay. No. I guess, yeah, if Laffian, if you want to take the pin and put it in your bag of holding, it will be unscryable and they won't have something on us that they can easily scry upon, something that they know.
It's the pin and not Zoltana.
So they could try to scry Zoltana, but they're going to have a lot harder time doing that because it is not an object of theirs that they are familiar with. Scrying has very specific rules, and you can scry upon anybody, but if you don't know them very well, it's a lot harder. But if they have on their person something that is very known to you, or even a piece of you, it is way easier to find them.
Hmm.
It's all in this book. I was literally reading it 5 seconds ago.
Opens the page, just covered in scrolls. You're like, what the fuck is this?
I will take you at your word. I have a fundamental understanding of magic, but some of the more finer points, less so. Laughing just opens up his bag of holding and is like, all right, go ahead. So he like moves like 30 feet away. Zoltana! Three-pointer! And he starts like moving the bag around.
What? I'm not... She just like marches up to you and drops the pin in the bag.
No, that's no fun.
What?
Do you at least like...
Zoltana missed that pin. It's just going to be stuck in
it. Wait, I'm tall enough. Do you at least like dunk it or something? Do you dunk it?
She stabs you in the knee so you bleed down. With the pin.
At this point, fuck it, Squash, you would hear. You hear the sounds of footsteps coming from the same direction that, in fact, all of you came when you first entered the forge. Your two tabaxi friends and your drow friend are basically curled up and all asleep, just laying down. They're like, this has gone into the nightmare. This is beyond what I expected. I'm going to kip it out. So they're all kind of asleep, but you do hear the sound of footsteps approaching from along that long corridor.
Footsteps over there. And Squash is going to look around for a quick place to sneak and hide.
That's the forge, dude. There's like racks of shit here you could hide behind.
Stealth. Here you go, V. That was my stealth roll.
Wait, what? How is that? You rolled double ones.
So it is...
You wanted to get on double nat ones, Aethel?
I got the 26 because of my reliable talent. Wait, no, reliable
don't
talent.
Don't you also get to re-roll that because of your lucky feat, or is that what it did?
It already did.
Yeah, it basically
fuck
forced
you.
It up.
Just fuck you. Just fuck you. all right. 26, you are hidden.
Yeah.
Wherever you may wish to be.
And I've made it worse.
Telepathically going to ping the sleeping folk and just like wake them up.
One by one, you see them kind of like blinking and coming to like, what? You can't really understand them so much, foreign language. But as the footsteps make their way close, you begin to feel a very strong aura of magic around you. And Zoltana, you begin to feel a second heartbeat next to yours.
I'm going to go punch them.
Oh, it's okay. It's Odette.
What? Oh.
Maybe don't punch the goddess of forgiveness.
Okay, that might have been a little bit more helpful to know ahead of time. So, okay,
I won't punch then.
Also, V, I just looked into it. Apparently, my telepathy, people understand what I'm saying.
That's right, yeah. With your telepathy, as long as you share, as long as you are able to comprehend a language and you're able to speak it or understand it, I believe that you can just communicate with people that way.
So I tell the people that I just woke up, sorry, false alarm.
You see them all just kind of like, and just nod almost straight back off to sleep, like they've been through it.
I tell them a bedtime like, okay, story about cool, dragon trees made of wishes or some shit.
Yeah, I think as a young prince, you probably would have heard the story about dragons coming from dragon trees and they are in fact wishes. You would definitely have heard that story.
Some random night, Laughing was just like, Raul, are you like half of a wish?
What? Are you on the wish thing again?
Is he an ish?
Are you an ish? Or maybe just a sh? Or maybe a wi? Okay. Are you a wi?
Anyway.
I told you you're going to have to ask Aima. I don't know.
If I put you and Aima together, are the two of you together, Wish?
I don't know.
That's
actually cute as fuck.
You would stop.
Oh.
Thank you. Adet kind of like waves as she... she becomes more visible in interview and you can see her just... She immediately locks eyes with Sultana and she smiles.
Is it Tuesday already?
She nods. Okay, canonically, this is now Tuesdays. Like,
wasn't it? I thought it was a Tuesday. Why did I think that she only visited on Tuesdays?
Because it's once every 7 days. I don't know where Tuesday came from.
The realm maintenance is over. The patch notes have been posted.
I thought yes, we'd established that already.
Oh, I love that. She walks over and like gives you like a really big hug and she kisses you and she says,
I thought I'd come help you make your pin, your onyx thing.
Aw, thanks, babe.
Well, you you need someone to help you, an assistant, and well, I'm hoping I'm the one who knows you best. And she kind of, like, smiles.
Well, I mean, I think you are. It's just... Yeah.
Okay. We need to get on with this. There's something I need to tell you all afterwards. I guess, what do you need me to do?
Whatever the heck it was that the guys were doing, I forgot. Oh, my God, that was a big yawn. I'm sorry.
Bored of you now.
What were the guys doing?
Essentially, they were handing you tools and basically helping you quench in the Demogorgon blood and helping you quench in the water, handing you the tools, the carving things that you need, like giving you rough sizes of like fingers or horns, etc., for whatever it is they're wearing it on. So just generally being your dog's body while you create this piece.
Just hand me shit.
Okay.
Scalpel.
And she kind of like rolls up her sleeves. So her long sleeves are just not in the way and they just kind of magically tie themselves up and she looks ready to work.
Wow. I love that you can do that. I love you.
I love you too. Okay, I guess, I mean, you don't have to say them out loud, but I guess you need to think through your memories, huh?
Sultana kind of looks back at the guys and is like, well, you know, it's only fair that I talk out loud. They all had to talk out loud in front of all of us about their memories, right?
She like kisses you on the cheek and she kind of like pulls out the wrong tool and is like, need this one first?
No.
Okay.
That one.
So what's the first memory?
And she hands over the correct mallet type thing. I don't know what tools you use for blacksmithing, man. I'm making this shit up.
my strongest memory. Actually, I'm going to go with my biggest regret first. I'm not going to do it in the same order. I don't think it matters what order I say it in. My biggest regret is not being with my dad the day he got jumped and murdered. I regret it so much. My proudest memory, no, my happiest memory is our wedding.
seeing you standing there, and you've you looked absolutely radiant in that gown, and you're the priest standing there, and just you walking up the aisle, and I cried like a baby. You're just so beautiful, and knowing that we were binding our lives together is the happiest memory I have.
Me too.
My proudest memory is, I guess it's fighting with these guys. It's hard to say one proudest memory, because I think the whole, every good thing we've done since we got together is one of my proudest memories. But I guess specifically when we were able to close that, when we closed the rift in Chatfok, and I did some things I'm not necessarily the most proud. Well, you know, I was about to lie and say I'm not super proud of threatening Honorino, but you know what? I'm not proud of it. but I am really proud of the fact that we were able to save that town, and watching Laffian make that speech, and watching, and that's, you know, it's a very proud memory with all of us. And my strongest memory is when Dravos proposed, because I was surrounded by everyone in the whole family. All the double ones were there, and he did it publicly, and I couldn't say no. And his grip on my wrist was really tight. I couldn't get away to think for 2 seconds. So I had to say yes, and then everyone was congratulating me and telling me I was going to make a really good little wife. And I just remember, it's one of my strongest memories, because I think that was the day I started to realize that it wasn't the life I wanted for myself. I hadn't realized I didn't want to be one of the double ones yet, but I knew that I didn't want to be like all the wives. And I ran to my dad after, and I asked him. He'd always been teaching me to fight, you know, because I didn't have any brothers. And I told him to take me on as an apprentice, a force enforcer, because I knew that was the only way I was going to be happy. I couldn't sit at home like my mom making food and gossiping with the other wives.
That was never you.
Never me.
And by the way, they were very wrong. You're not a good little wife. You are the best wife.
Still little, though. She laughs.
I love you.
I love you more than anything.
And I'm really proud of you. And also, you look really handsome, jacked as shit right now.
Oh yeah? Yeah, I've been working these forges all day.
She kind of gets a little red as she kind of like looks around and realizes a bunch of people here.
I've come really far from that moment. And yeah. I know it doesn't ask for this, but one of my greatest memories is just the four of us. She kind of looks back at the boys, and it's like the four of us just sitting around a fire bullshitting while we travel. She gets like really choked up, and she's like, "You guys are all right." And she turns back to the forge and takes the the ring out and dunks it, and it's got a wolf on it, obviously.
Yeah. Obviously. That is all four, right?
Yeah.
I don't think I've lost count. Yeah. I did hear all four.
Was she about to say she loves you guys and then got too choked up to say it? 100% that is what was happening. She's like trying to get out, I love you guys. You're my family. And it just did not come out for her. But I want you guys to know that was...
Two out of three of you are technically mine.
Okay.
Third one's on probation.
I don't know who is the one on probation, but why do I feel like it's me?
Okay.
It's either Zoltana. Me or Squash.
It's Squash. Zoltana, you're literally Squash. A death rodeo by all but blood.
You're literally a sir. Like,
that's true.
Your nobility and elven lineage.
Zoltana, which attribute are you giving yourself a plus two in?
I want you to guess.
Intelligence.
God, I want it to...
Wisdom.
It's either going to be strength or charisma.
It's strength.
Okay.
We got to boost them gains.
Damn it.
Okay. Zoltana, you have now gained a plus two in strength.
Yeah.
Super guns. What do y'all want to do now? When you finish, Adette kind of like puts her arm around your shoulder, you're all aware that it's actually getting towards like the sun is definitely set at this point. Y'all came in like fairly early-ish, but it's taken like a few hours to get through and do what needs to be done. Are you level and set on your side points, Laffian? Because I know that you've had to spend some to make the elemental.
Including the one that Zoltana had to just use. Now they are. And, oh boy. Hope we're not fighting anything.
Demigorgon round two! Fight.
Oh, no, we're running if that's the case. We're done here.
You have an avatar of a goddess. You'll probably be fine.
You say that, but a fucking sentinel was the one that put that shit here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You needed that blood to make the things currently around your throat. On your fingers or on your horn. So where is Zoltana wearing her ring?
Middle finger.
That, yeah. I would not Perfect. Expect anything else.
Exactly.
I could just picture Zoltana making hers into, like, one of those fucking long-ass ones where it's like you put the two fucking knuckles to get, like, your hands together and it's like a long-ass chain of shit. And it just says, like, fuck you.
Like, I kind of want it to be like one of those, like finger armor, but I don't think we had enough onyx for that, so I'm just having it be like a chunky middle finger ring.
No, it was only a small amount that you had.
It's a Super Bowl ring. It's one of them big fucking things.
I was thinking about doing it as a thumb ring like I made for Squash as a signifier of having been in a gang once. But I was like, Zoltana's whole thing is fuck you now, so I feel like that's the most appropriate.
You are correct. 100%, I agree. Okay, so what do the four of you want to do now?
What time of day is it?
In Kino, it is the later part, so it's kind of after the sun is set.
Oh yeah, time zones. Fuck.
Yeah, I think we should probably just contact Demi and get her to pick us up.
I guess so, if we're done here. I'd rather a nice bed instead of cold stone cave.
Yeah, I'm with that.
We are at the Forge of the World. Like, do we think there's anything around here that could help us in our future journeys? We're going to different planes. Like, do we want to look around at all?
Couldn't hurt.
Like, we have four people that stayed here.
Three
people that stayed here.
I don't know if they're really going to know the value of things here, per se.
Or is this maybe just a waste of time? we have spent a lot of time getting here.
Well, let's take like 5-10 minutes, Squash. You and I will do the buddy-buddy investigator. We'll have a look around.
Oh, God.
You with your magic know-how and me with my innate sense of understanding things.
I'm fucked, aren't I? That's just, what do you want to know?
I genuinely just feel like we're abandoning the forge too quickly. And there's like, my instinct is telling me like, there's something here. There's something here, but I don't know what that something is.
Anything that could be of immense use. Maybe there's some long forgotten magic sword left by...
The pair of you. No, I'm not giving you more magic swords. Fuck no. You guys have enough magic weapons. Thank you very much.
I have a magic brain.
It's not magic. It's psychics. We have to be very careful to remember the difference. Otherwise, I'll start hitting you with counterspell.
Nope, don't do that.
It's not magic. It's science.
Arguably, depending on the setting, might be.
Might be science, yeah. Okay. Can I have each of you make either an investigation? No, it's just going to be investigation. Like, you're looking for like specific things. It's not just looking around like, oh, what the fuck is going on here? No.
I found another ring. It has a person in it.
I'm using my luck point on that.
No.
The chances. I'm using luck.
23, and I'm also happy with that number.
All right, no, I'm using a luck point because I need to outdo Aethor at this point.
I'm sorry, wait, what are we supposed to be rolling? I zoned out.
These two.
Oh, okay. I zoned out buddy because I was trying looking to remember what that not delivery, it's DiGiorno was, so I could make a stupid joke.
I need to clarify for the listeners why we're laughing. So, for context, I rolled my investigation and got a 22. Aethor then rolled his and got a 23, and me, not being outdone, used a luck point and got 24.
I rolled a 7.
A good use of a luck point.
Definitely.
My pride was on the line.
No idea.
And then 2 sevens, huh? All right.
Raul and I are just kind of sitting in the Raul, Odette and I are like sitting in a corner, like having a conversation about like, I don't know, gardening.
Raul's trying to get you to like put some lava in the bag of holding in case we need it later.
Raul, I don't think you can put lava into the bag of holding. And even if you did, it would just solidify into rock on the other side.
What?
But I guess you could use that rock to hit things when it comes out. Oh, boy.
The bag of holding just starts slowly burning away.
All right. On a 23 and a 24, as you begin like looking around to see if you could find anything in particular, you find a... Laffian, you would know exactly what this is because you've had it on you, and Squash, you have at least seen them before. You have a much higher version of this somewhere hidden in your bag. You find a bracelet of magic nullification, the kind of lower level ones that the lot of you were wearing when you were first in the prison. So it won't work on something like Demi or on Daechin, for example, or anything like that, or a creature, but it would work on the lower level mundane folks, like perhaps Trempel, maybe lower level version, you could shove it on him. Kefni would work on Lindrin if you ever broke out of his again.
Me, me.
You find that.
You're not magic.
That's interesting.
What?
I am magic. I do magic at Squash.
Oh, no.
I have magic.
It would stop him being able to do these minor illusions on you. I'm just going to say.
I put Squash on fake fire.
Don't waste. Oh, God. Okay.
I'm joking. I am absolutely joking. I do not yell at Raul. I'm pretty sure Raul's not yelling at me.
So whoever wishes to take ownership of that, you now have it. Looking up at the ceiling, I'm going to say that Squash, you probably notice that there are kind of holes in the ceiling. And as you look around at the passageways, you would see that one of them would lead upwards. And there is a door which has been kind of like busted open and will not close again properly. It looks like it was kicked over with some force. And there is something up there, like an extra room, but you're not sure what. The pair of you also meandering around a little bit, like down... kind of like another passageway that leads away from the forge kind of leads down. And it has that kind of, I want to say lair aspect to it. It has that heavy feeling of there has been a creature that has lived here for a very long time. Whether they're still there or not, you don't know. So yeah, Squash, it would kind of be upstairs lair. Sorry, upstairs definitely is a room, and there are holes in the ceiling of the forge that you would assume would lead up there. Mm-hmm. And also there's that kind of weird lair feel of like a passageway that leads downwards, but you haven't gone into either of those. That's kind of really the gist of what you find. Everything else around here are kind of just tools of the trade. Looks like most of whatever was made here is no longer here.
All right. See, we have it the wrong way around. I wish my high-level characters came here first and then my low-level characters came later, because then Squash would be like, oh, I am going to leave this very magical item hidden here.
No.
Like, I'll be 100% honest, and this is something that can't get cut. There's a part of my brain that's like, surely there's more to do at the Forge of Worlds, but I don't know. Like, as much as
you could try and forge something else, but it's entirely up to you.
Do we have materials to forge things?
I believe I mentioned that there were some steel ingots here.
I mean, Squash would not cry if you could get some +1 bolts for his crossbow. Just saying.
I want to try to make something with all the lava I have in the bag of holding.
That's not how that works.
You do not have lava in the bag of holding. You do not have lava.
Raoul, you do realize...
Nor do you have a bag of holding.
You do realize you have to put your hand in the bag and think about the thing you want and then pull it out. Like,
no, you can like pour it out. Like pour it.
That would pour everything else out with it.
No, it wouldn't. It doesn't empty out unless you say empty.
But I don't think you can just...
Lava.
No, which...
You don't have lava enough.
Okay.
It could be possible to forge +1 bolts. You wouldn't have a lot of them, but you do actually have a blacksmith that was the kind of old tabaxi guy that was here that basically talked Sultana through on how to do what they needed to do.
I mean, it's an idea.
Okay. Roll a d20.
All right. That's a 19.
Fuck you. You kind of like think about the things and Squash voices aloud the idea of like maybe we could forge something else. The old tabaxi guy gets up and he kind of looks at the steel, looks back at you, looks back at your crossbow, and you see him like indicate to Laffian that he would like more fire. And Adette puts her hand up and she conjures sacred flames enough so that the forger can do his work. And after about 2 hours, you have 19 bolts of +1.
Nice.
Thanks, Odette.
Once they are through, you are done with them. I may allow you to recoup them depending on how happy I am in the situation.
No. Bolts +1 are written that they lose the magical property once they strike a target. And the rules say that 50% of your bolts get lost forever.
Perfect. So, all right. Fine. Now I guess you have to track ammo. I normally don't bother, but yes. Track those, please.
Well, I'm basically, when I use the bolts, I'm going to voice that out loud. It's like, oh shit, Dejin was the one scrying on us. Bolt. +1. It's another Rat King. Normal bolt. Not +1.
Okay, all right, yeah. Fine. Okay, bolts have been forged. Laffin, is there anything you wanted to do with the information that I gave about potential lair and a potential room above?
He's taking the anti-magic bracelet thingy. Because, figure, worst case scenario, Carson will probably fucking buy that for at least a price.
You're correct.
It
seems like you stole one of these bracelets from the prison off to prison with you.
No. Carson would never turn away one of his best customers. Well, not
best,
not me,
really.
Per se.
Y'all are so sarky.
Us as a group.
You wouldn't even like give him or lend him an alchemist stone.
No.
Anyway, continue.
He's probably going to do a quick look while that shit is being forged. He's probably going to do a quick look upstairs and at the, like, the holy room.
Yeah, you climb your way up there. The kind of, it's a little steep, but you get up there, you've done worse. And you notice that you find yourself in a very big, kind of circular-ish cavern. And there are holes in the floor of various sizes. And you can just look down, you can see where the sacred flame is going. You can see your friends walking around. You can see looking down into where the old kind of cells are. It looks like, as you're looking down on your high perception and your ability to see in the dark mostly, that there used to be a magical rune on here, but it's now depowered. There's nothing in it anymore. It's partially broken in places. You wouldn't exactly know what this rune is for, but it's defunct now at least. There is a very narrow passageway directly ahead of you that looks like it's partially caved in and like very, very narrow and difficult to get through. And off to one side, there is also another passageway, but it's been completely blocked off. There's like pieces of rubble and rocks in the way.
Is there also a badger hole?
There are holes of various sizes. I don't know why Laffian would assume there is a badger hole.
Ah, it just has that badger shape to it.
You know, I just heard that giant badgers have a tendency to live underground.
No.
Okay, so Laffian is going to take out like some parchment and do like a sketch of what the rune looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Figure maybe that's something that Demi might be interested in or something. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, you could probably take a very good, like, whilst they're forging the bolts, like, this rune is, it's fucking huge. Like, it's the entirety of this really big cavern. And yeah, it would take you a little time to get everything mostly right. So yeah. No, just take some time to do that.
He sketches it all down and goes back down and is like, squash.
Yeah.
Here, I'm going to do you a solid right here. He passes in the parchment. So upstairs, there's this room that had this really big rune on it. I figure you'd probably be interested and Demi would probably be interested. And he winks at you.
There's like a little smile and like a embarrassed looking like, yeah. I'm sure she... Thank you.
Oh, shit, you motherfucker.
What?
Yeah.
I know what this rune is. You know what this rune is. And when you find out what this rune is, a squash, you motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
All right, carry on.
Just trying to help out my buddies. You know, it gives you a pat on the shoulder.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Other than that, I'm happy with contacting Demi once the bolts are ready.
Oh, wait a minute. Can't Odette just kind of...
Yeah, Odette kind of waves. Like, she was going to interrupt you, but, like, she never got the chance.
While they have the fire going, I want to dip something in there.
Is it your hand? Sure. Please don't put your hand in the fire.
It's my hand.
No,
no, don't put your hand in there.
No!
So, Rawl wants to touch up the egg that he's making. He started putting metal rings around it. And while we're at a metal place, I think he thought he was like pretty much done with the metal things. But I think he's going to use some of the scrap metal around there to like make a base for it and attach it to some of the metal rings that he already has in the egg. So it gets fancier and just do some more metal work on it. Keeping in mind that it is wood and being very careful when putting the actual wood near the things.
Like, also, to be fair, there is like the buckets of cold water, and you could even douse it in blood if you wanted to. But yeah, even if the wood was to catch fire because of the extreme heat of the metal, you could instantly douse that out, like without a problem.
Whose blood is it?
The Demogorgons.
Okay.
But yeah, this is rad as fuck. Yes, absolutely. Yes, you can definitely spend your time doing that. Not a problem.
Okay. Awesome.
Cool. So. Where do you want to go next? I mean, you probably all want to rest before you carry on, but it's up to you, really.
How long do you stick around for? Is it a full day, like 24 hours?
She shakes her head. She's like, because I came in a little early to help Sultana, I kind of need to go about 4 or 5 a.m.
What time is it right now? It's at underground.
For about 9 p.m. because you spent a couple of hours making bolts and drawing runes and making stands for eggs.
But if we go back to Discoro, time zone wise,
it would be kind of mid-afternoon, I guess.
Well, then more time. Wait.
Well, but you still need to rest. You guys have still been working.
No, you would time. Get more time because you would
it's not
have gone.
How it works, Ra.
You said 4 a.m.
She shakes her head like, that's not really how that works.
Is there a god of time? Can we speak to the manager about this?
She looks over at Squash and looks back at you.
No, he's not the manager yet.
No, I don't want to be the manager ever.
But we've been over this. You kind of have to.
Okay. I think we just want to go back to Falsum. We have to cross between planes, and I am assuming you are not allowed to do that for us.
She shakes her head.
So
I'm not even really supposed to get you back to anywhere on this plane. But
so Falsum is the best place, I think. I have a couple of people there that were working on ideas, and I'd like to catch up with them before we do anything rash.
I'm in agreement on that. From there, we need to figure out where we're going next now that the first task is done, I assume.
Yeah.
Sultana, did you...
Oh, yeah, Sultana, you would definitely know that your task is done. Like, you just feel it. Like,
yeah, I'm good.
Yes. You're fucking ready.
Do you feel any different? Do you feel more like a part of a sentinel or something?
Yeah, you know what I feel like? I feel like...
Please don't say indigestion. Okay.
All right.
I told you consuming the blood of your enemies is not good.
You're wrong, and you were wrong to say it.
It's too much iron in your system.
You see Adette walk over to the other three who are kind of stirring. You know, they had the good nap. They've been chatting and talking and, you know, deciding what to do with themselves now. And she goes over and talks with them a little bit. And you see they're talking very animatedly about something. And probably 6, 12, 18 seconds later, all three disappear as Adette lays a hand on each of them.
Oh.
Most of them wanted to go home.
I can't blame them.
Their part in your task is done, and unfortunately I had to
kill them.
Clear some of their memories.
Oh.
Just temporarily. Just until you guys save the world.
I'm sure that'll be a good story for them to tell at a bar when they're done.
Yeah. Well, okay, to Falsum it is then. And she puts her hand on, sort of like reaches and grabs hold of Zoltana's hand and like puts her hand out to the rest of you. You feel a tug on the back of your navels and you find yourself standing in Falsum Fasim. You find yourself standing in the barracks. And there is a lot of people looking worried and running around. People look concerned and they're talking in whispers, very low, like, what the hell do we do? A lot of people are wearing what looks like, obviously, runes of protection. Some of them are powered with actual magic. Some of them are just superstition. What do you want to do?
Roll a con save.
What's going on this time?
Can we load a quick save from before we left and, like, prevent this?
No.
The nearest person.
Well, you're the master of time. Your choice, dude.
Grab the nearest person. What is going on? Why is everybody all up and what is happening?
Let's say conveniently enough that Caden is around in the area. Perfect. And he's talking to Rose, Rosita.
Caden. Caden.
He runs over to you and you see that Adette kind of looks a little bashful. She's not supposed to say or help. And he says, are you all okay? Oh, thank God.
What's going on?
It's...
Hi, everyone. Ral here. Thank you for listening. I have some patrons to thank. I would like to thank Matthew Turnbull, Ian Wixom, and Emil and Karana. I hope that I am pronouncing any of that correctly. Thank you. We are very grateful and lucky to have all of our patron supporters, so thank you so much. There is a blooper at the end of this, so stay tuned for that, and stay tuned for the ad for Pendants RPG. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you all next week. Bye.
Okay.
We got to boost the games. She's not home right now. She went out to the grocery store. Hey, don't eat that, you dumb asshole. Jesus Christ, man.
That's no way to talk to Lexi. She's allowed to eat whatever she wants.
Casey, now you have to put it into wisdom so you have better animal handling so he'll fucking listen to you.
IRL. You fuck. Okay. You continue, but don't have Zoltan in the scene. I need to go take a thing out of his cage so he won't eat it.
Okay.
Dumbass bearded dragon.
I'm not eating that, you piece of shit.
Neil, get fixed at it.
I'm not eating anything. There's nothing in it.
I am not eating it. This carpet, I do not want carpet. What I want, Casey, is I want sand.
I want flesh.
I want the greatest sand.
Flesh.
Did somebody say sand?
No squash, no sand. Get out of here.
Nah.
Get out of here.
Ah, foiled again.
Squash, no squashing.
What version of squash is this?
Squash, no squashing. Oh, man. This is,
but what version of Aima demands sand in her house?
No, this is Pendragon.
I thought you were pretending to be Aima because I think Neil was pretending to be Raul eating whatever it was.
Raul, go get more sand. I need to make some more glass. You broke it.
See, it works out perfectly. Raul's eating too stupid shit and Aima wants sand.
Oh, no. Aima's not having sand.
I'm working on my stained glass project, Raul. Go get some more glass.
I am trying to make a new, more permanent stamp, and I need glass. Go get some sand. Go away. Stop it. Leave me alone.
You're going to make a glass stamp.
Yes, I think that...
Good. All stamps should be glass, so that you adventure with them less, and they can break, because they can break, and then they're harder to steal, and so you don't go around stealing stamps all the time.
Well, if I make a copy of a stamp out of glass, then I can't actually use it to stamp things. So I'll still have the thrill and the pleasure of knowing that I have these stamps and I can have them hidden. But then you can feel a lot as worried about the fact that I'm using them to manipulate the political services.
Aima.
Well.
You're making the stamps.
Yes.
Okay.
I went to my stamp collection back in our house and there is one of them missing. So I need to complete the set. There were 12. Well, there were 12 and now I only have 11 and I don't like it. 11 is a prime number. It is not good.
No,
I like 12.
No, that was my family stamp.
For
I'd appreciate
all the
if
stamps
you didn't.
That you've stolen. Now you've had the one stolen. Now you know how it feels, huh?
Listen.
I know, and it's shitty, and I just want to replace it. And it was not your family stamp that was missing. It was
my family
somebody
stamp?
Somebody else's. No, I don't. You don't have a family stamp.
No, that's why we I was don't surprised. Have a family stamp. Yes.
Raul, your family stamp is now my family stamp. How about that?
That's true.
Hashtag colonized.
Wait, am I now a Dathrodir?
I guess. Well, once you two get married officially, then yes.
But I don't want to get married.
I've told you when you are actually here that I will get you real stamps.
When I am actually here. What are you on about? This is clearly a flashback.
Wait, why am I here?
I don't know. Squash.
I had the weirdest dream. And you were there.
I'm not.
And you were there.
Here at Pen and Slabs, we take our episodes seriously. Observe.
Natural one.
Confounded dragon. I must prepare for next week.
Why? What are we doing next week, Bellry?
The same thing we do every week, dragon. Try to accent the world.
It's Penance. It's Penance RPG.
Penance RPG. The definition of insanity.
G.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.